It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians. They are one of the best bands in town. Been playing for, well, I think, 21, 22 years.
23, I believe, 23 since years. 1993.
Wow. Yeah. So they're in their 23rd year now, and you can go see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and good food. And every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and some pretty amazing food there as well. The segment that they sponsor is the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you're a trivia fan, this is your chance to play. Long as you have not been on in the last 60 days, 314-969-KTRS is our phone number. Or you can try 1-888-550-KTRS, and on some cell services, Star KTRS will get you in here as a free call. And we go right to our first contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon.
Welcome to the Harris Challenge. As our contestants of the past know, just for the honor of being on here, we offer you something called the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use that time on the airwaves to suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement, or, you know, sometimes just mentioning the family members' names is a good idea. It's your chance to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain, Bob.
No personal gain. I just tell everybody, just pay attention driving. I just passed an accident that wasn't there 5 minutes ago when I passed it going the other way.
You circled around to see it again?
No, I was going back. I made a delivery, dropped it back off, and whoops, there it was, and I had just passed that way 5 minutes before.
All right. Bob, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge reside all week long until we push that button. And then they come rolling out, led by our weekly category, our topical one, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is Movie Run Time. And category three, Playing Politics. Which one would you like?
I'll try Playing Politics.
Okay. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Bob a series of five questions from a one-pointer all the way up to a five-pointer. He's got a minute to answer all those questions or pass on them and go back and pick them up later if he has time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up the points. And you got to get at least half the points available to you. So out of 15, you got to get 7.5. We round that up to 8 points or more to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, and we have some changes today. We are going to give you one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We're also going to give you a free bowling party.
Right down the middle. Yeah. Ever since we gave Ian the ball,
I know,
our series numbers are way up.
Oh, way up. That's available at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane, and then you get a one large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those, but everybody who plays today will also get this.
That's right, Paul. Free movie passes.
Hey.
To see True Story. It's starring James Franco and Jonah Hill. They have a sneak preview Monday night, this Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Plaza Frontenac Cinema.
This is a movie where Jonah Hill plays a New York Times reporter by the name of Michael Finkel, who was fired by the newspaper and then met a guy by the name of Christian Longo, who was a killer who assumed his identity. We were talking in the first hour of the show today about my identity theft problems that I'm going through right now. This is a real-life one with a real cat-and-mouse game between the two of them. It's getting some early buzz. You get to see it in St. Louis before it opens next Friday. You get to come and see it. I'll be there Monday night, and you can come and check it out as well. It's called True Story. But that's not all, is it? If you get all of the questions right today, 15 points is a clean sweep, and for that, you get this fabulous prize.
Hang on, Paul. I put everything away.
the prize man left early on vacation,
did
he?
He did. Prize man left early.
Tell you what it is. It's dinner on us at Jimmy's on the Park on DeMunn Avenue in Clayton. Great food. Great menu. Great place to go. With the fire pits probably cooling off a little bit as the temperatures have heated up.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy'sCafe.com.
That's right. So you get dinner on us there if you get all the questions right. And, Bob, you've chosen the category Playing Politics. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Democratic candidate will make an official campaign kickoff announcement on Sunday?
Hillary.
Correct. There are reports that the Vatican is refusing to accept a new French ambassador. Is it because he's gay, he's not Catholic, or he's 19 years old?
I would say gay.
Correct. Which Republican presidential contender erred by listing his race as Hispanic on a 2009 voter registration form?
Rand Paul?
Jeb Bush. Speaking of Rand Paul, he made his official campaign announcement on Tuesday, including that he will be the first presidential candidate to accept what kind of virtual currency?
The Bitcoin.
Correct. What was Joe Biden photographed doing this week? A, putting a baby's pacifier in his mouth. B, dribbling a basketball in the Oval Office. Or C, patting Nancy Pelosi's butt.
Oh, God. I'm going to say the basketball.
He put a 15-month-old baby's pacifier in his mouth. The baby was Michael Bloomberg's grandson. They were at an event. He picked up the kid and took the pacifier out of the kid's mouth and put it in his. There is not enough Purell in the world to clean off that pacifier after that. Well, let's see how you did, Bob. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Unfortunately, that's only 7 points, so you don't meet the halfway threshold, and so I am going to have to punish you. This is from last night's Jimmy Fallon show when Madonna was on. They've done some clever things in the past with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots playing classroom instruments with various people. They did a great one with Carly Rae Jepsen with her song Call Me Maybe. They did a terrific one with Mariah Carey doing her Christmas song All I Want for Christmas. Those are really, really good. Here's Madonna last night. This does not qualify as good. The Roots are fine. They're all good musicians. They're okay. That's her on the whistle, by the way.
Yep.
And here come the vocals. Professional entertainer, Madonna, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Bob, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just excited for the weekend and go to the home opener on Monday.
Okay. Go Cards.
That's right.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Movie run time or multiple choice week?
Ooh, let's do multiple choice week.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Amy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. One of the best safeties in the NFL, Troy Polamalu, announced his retirement this week from what team that he played 12 years with? Pittsburgh Steelers, Oakland Raiders, or New England Patriots?
Steelers.
Correct. Which company announced today that it's getting out of the banking business? J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, or General Electric?
B.
Did you say C, G-E?
No, B.
B, Wells Fargo? No, it was yes. It was G.
Oh.
Who did the Blues beat last night to clinch first place in the NHL Central Division? The Predators, the Blackhawks, or the Red Wings?
The Blackhawks.
Correct. Which downtown bridge will not be closed Sunday for the Go Marathon? Poplar Street Bridge, Eads Bridge, or the King Bridge?
The Poplar Street Bridge.
Correct. Tomorrow, President Obama will meet with a foreign leader no U.S. president has ever met with. Is it Kim Jong-un, Raul Castro, or Vladimir Putin?
Castro.
It is Raul Castro. Amy, you got them all except the two-pointer for a total of 13 points. Almost got that Jimmy's certificate, but 13 points gives you a choice of the other prizes. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get them.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. And we go to contestant number three. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, nothing much other than Go Blues.
All right. Dave, what category do you want? Have you been paying attention? Movie run time, or our new third category, within 10 years. And I'll tell you that category is not about something that happened within the last 10 years. I'm going to tell you about something, and you got to get it within 10 years.
I'll do the within the 10 years.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Dave, let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 10 years, when did McDonald's say it sold hamburger number 1 billion?
2007.
1984. Within 10 years, when did America's first roller coaster open to the public?
1927.
It was 29. You get the points. Within 10 years, when did Microsoft introduce the Windows operating system?
1996.
It was 83. Within 10 years, when did President Clinton sign the Brady Bill into law?
Would have been 94.
It was 93. You get the points. Within 10 years, when was the first Model T Ford produced?
1923.
1908. So you're off by 15. You had to be within 10. Yeah, sorry about that. But you got the Clinton question and the roller coaster question. 4 and 2 is only 6, Dave. Mm. Sorry about that. I've got to punish you as well.
One of these days.
Okay. That's all I can do for you, Dave. I'm sorry.
All righty. Well, thank you anyway.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Contestant number 4 is you, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Going to play some mini golf with the kids. Go Blues, go Cards.
All right. Which category of our last two would you like? Have you been paying attention or movie run time?
I'll try the movie runtime.
Okay, with the marathon this weekend, this is about movies with running in them. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Fill in the blank from a Tom Hanks movie. Run, blank, run.
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the actor and actress who have several running scenes together in Silver Linings Playbook.
Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper.
Correct. Who starred in the 1987 action movie The Running Man?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. What 1981 movie about British runners with a soundtrack by Vangelis won the Oscar for Best Picture?
Chariots of Fire.
Correct. Who played the runner in the 1976 movie Marathon Man?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Fill in the blank from a Tom Hanks movie. Run, blank, run.
Yeah, I don't know.
About the runner in the 1976 movie Marathon Man.
76.
5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dustin Hoffman was the Marathon Man who was tortured by Laurence Olivier, and the dental scene in that movie alone caused people not to go to the dentist for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And Run, Forrest, Run! Forrest Gump was the Tom Hanks character.
Michael? Oh, I thought you were looking for a movie title. I'm sorry. Okay.
Let's see how you did here. You got Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. That's 2. Arnold Schwarzenegger makes 3 more for 5. And Chariots of Fire makes 4 for a total of 9. And a win by you,
Mike.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our final contestant today. And that's you, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just had one of the hottest tickets in golf. I got to go to the practice round at the Masters on Wednesday, and if you're a golf fan, I hope that's on your bucket list.
Well, congratulations. Were the greens smoother than any you've ever seen before in your life?
It would have been like putting down my street.
Wow. So your street must have no potholes.
And it's fast. That's the point.
Yeah, I got you. The only category left here, Josh, is have you been paying attention? So let's find out if you have.
Okay.
60 seconds. Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
We've only been doing this for 25 years. The cue is always the same. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was found guilty in all 30 counts against him and now faces the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bombing?
Saranov, I can't pronounce his name. Something like that.
We'll come back to it. In what state is police officer Michael Slager charged with murder for shooting Walter Scott in the back 8 times?
Michigan.
South Carolina. Don McLean sold the lyrics to his most famous song this week for $1.2 million. What is the name of that song?
American Pie.
Correct. Although Duke won March Madness, what school's team has the most players, 7, entering the NBA draft?
Kentucky.
Correct. Which comedian is featured on The Album About Nothing by Whale, which is number 1 on the Billboard charts, inspired by the comedian's sitcom?
Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld is right. Now, figure out how the pronunciation of the guy who faces the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bombing.
I don't know. I got 12 points. Just don't worry about it.
Jokar Tsarnaev is his name. And you're right. You do have 12 points for the 3, 4, and 5, and you're a winner. Josh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Everybody who played today is going to the movie on Monday night. It's called True Story. It opens next Friday, but I'll see you there at the screening at Plaza Frontenac on Monday night. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.